Hey, Steve.
Good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, really well. How are you? Why the decision to come back to the Brumbies right now, Steve?
Well, it's a good time. I think from a family perspective, it's really good. Our youngest going through year 10 and our eldest about to start university. And then, look, Dan moved on. He's put the club in a really good position. The players have developed. There's a really good vibe in the place. The environment's great. It's the right time from a family perspective, and I think the Brumbies are in a really strong position at the moment.
And invariably, you know, you're thinking good things about them. The previous time that you were there as coach, always making the finals with that side. And I'd imagine there's even some players there. I'm thinking in particular of Nick White that were there from your previous reign. Is that right, Steve?
Yeah, he was there at the start of it, and then he went overseas, and now he's back. Yeah, it's a really good mix. We've got some good experience, Slips, Allen, Whitey. We've got really good leaders in the team, and then there's some pretty exciting youngsters coming through as well.
Yeah. I guess there's a little bit of pressure coming with that too. The Brumbies, the best performing Australian team in Super Rugby last year. Heartbreak in that loss in the semi-final against the Blues. Do you feel that a bit, that you are the flag bearer for Australian rugby in many ways at a provincial level?
I think we're still searching. We're still searching for better performances and particularly the end of the season, trying to get better results where we can take a trophy away from these New Zealand teams. So, I think the pressure is not so much on trying to stay where we are. The pressure is trying to get better.
Yeah,
I think that's the same with every coach and every team. But, yeah, our focus at the moment is definitely trying to get these experienced players and the young players together and combined and put better performances at the back end of the season.
As an outsider looking in, having been in there as a player and certainly been there within the coaching structure as well, where do you see Australian rugby at the moment, Steve?
Oh, I think there's a fair bit of excitement. I like the way the Wallabies are playing at the moment. I don't think the England series was great. But I think there's really good intent. There's some really good coaches up there at the moment. And I think, you know, the side's only going to get better going into the World Cup. I guess looking at rugby in Australia from afar, we're playing an exciting brand of rugby. Super Rugby is completely different to the Northern Hemisphere rugby that I was a part of for the last 3 years. The ball is certainly thrown around a lot more and there's a lot more continuity in the game. I think the Brumbies in particular, we probably didn't get the crowds that we deserved with the style of game that we were playing, certainly very entertaining, enjoyable, and sort of back to, you know, I'd say over the last couple of years we've gotten back to the eras of bygone teams where we were regarded as a very exciting team to watch and dangerous team to play against.
Yeah. How do you re-engage that in potentially dormant ACT supporter base that may not know that you're playing this, you know, attractive rugby?
Well, yeah, I guess that's always been the battle in rugby, is to try and get the support there. We're competing with the other sports around Australia, as you know. That's fairly competitive in the sporting market. I guess in the short term, we're out in the community as much as possible. The players that are here, we've got 15 Wallabies away at the moment, but the rest of the players that are here are doing their share of getting out into the community and trying to promote the game and promote the Brumbies. I guess there's a couple of conferences that we had last week and we're planning on having in the next month or so to just have a look at the shape of the game and see, are there any law variations or ways that the referee have been interpreting the laws that can be changed or modified to make the game a little bit more exciting, a little bit more ball in play time, a little bit less dead time, and generally get the spectators and the fans excited by what they're seeing.
Yeah. The Canberra Raiders had some great sides, premiership winning sides just before your time down there. Then the Brumbies had their great flag-winning teams as well. Have you noticed at all, Steve, now that you're back, an impact that the AFL, the Giants, have had on the ground down there, you know, kids wearing jerseys and that type of thing, given the fact they take some of their home games down to the ACT now?
I haven't yet, no, which is probably good. I don't really want to talk about AFL. They are a competitor here in Canberra now.
Yeah.
I've only been back for a couple of weeks, sort of back under the thumb of the Brumbies for this week only. There's been a fair bit of planning and all that sort of stuff, and I was very conscious, obviously, of the crowd numbers that we got last year, and know that, you know, we're directly competing with the Raiders and AFL, and there is really good support for the AFL and the Raiders down here. So, yeah, it's not necessarily about shifting some of those supporters over. It's making sure that we get interest in our game and we can compete with those other sports.
Yeah. We just had a caller, Cuzzy Bro. Would you believe he's a New Zealander who was having a little bit of a giggle about the fact that the Wallabies haven't won the Bledisloe. Won it 5 years straight, then haven't won since 2002. It was shaping as the best opportunity. How do you assess the chances of the Wallabies, knowing that such a key player like Samu Karevi is not going to be playing in this Bledisloe?
They've had a fair dent put in them with the Irish Test Series there. I think Ireland played exceptionally well, gave us the blueprint in terms of dealing with some of the New Zealand threats and the best way to play against them in attack. So I think that'll give the boys a bit of confidence. You just never know. I think I look at that England series and sort of the form that we had last year. I thought it was some pretty good footy through the Tri Nations, the Rugby Championship. And then they probably had a disappointing tour. They lost those games over there, pretty close margins. They came back and just had too many changes for the England series. I just think, I generally feel that there is something building here with rugby in Australia and particularly with the Wallabies. So it's too hard to say at the moment, but I'd say we're an even chance of providing an upset, because it will be an upset.
Yeah, yeah. The other thing that Cuzzy Bro asked me to ask you about was, he said, we were talking about, here's a sign of the times, Steve. When I said, oh, Bernie is coming on, and we've got a lot of young people working in this office, they said, who's Bernie? Which was a little bit disappointing. But he said you also had a nickname, the Pope. And I said, well, he said, can you ask him about that? I said, is it okay for radio? He said, yes, no problem. Can you explain that one?
Well, I don't know that one, so you'll have to explain that one to me.
Okay.
You must know what it is.
Nah, Cuzzy Bro does. He's going to have to ring back and let me know on that one. Who was the first person to call you Bernie, just out of interest, Stu?
Adam Friend. So it was back when rugby hadn't turned professional at this stage. It was just touring with the ACT side down to Melbourne. So it was 94, 95, that era. And we got a bus. We had to play a game against Victoria before a test match.
Right.
Australia were playing Italy in Melbourne. We had a bus from Canberra all the way down. As you know, it's a fairly long trip down there from Canberra. And all the way back, I didn't say anything either way, because I really didn't know the guy. I was only 19 at the time. So I think it was probably around that period where Weekend at Bernie's had come out.
Yes.
And he just said, I spoke as much as the dead guy at a Weekend at Bernie's. So, you know how it is. The more you hate a nickname, the more it sticks. And
yes.
That's what happened.
Okay. Well, given the fact you hate it, I'm not going to call you that anymore in this interview. The other thing I do want to ask you, Dave Pocock, who I don't think you played with, but certainly a former Brumbies great, and now the ACT independent senator. Did I see him wearing a Queensland Reds jersey at some stage? Do you want to get it right with Dave and let him know exactly where his roots are?
I think he's got to be impartial now, doesn't he?
Oh.
I think he can probably be that sort of a person externally, but internally we know he's got our support.
Very good.
We know he's got our. We know that he's supporting us as well.
Yeah. Well, if he wants to get re-elected for the ACT in the Senate seat, then he needs to support the Brumbies. Hey, Stephen, great to catch up, mate. Really exciting for Brumbies fans that you are back, and let's hope that there is progress and continued improvement from the Brumbies for next season and beyond. All the best with that, mate, and thanks for your time today.
No worries. Thanks for it. Appreciate it.
Stephen Larkham there. So it's great to have him on. If you're enjoying this podcast, make sure to tune in from midday, Monday to Thursday, till 3 p.m. on 1170 SEN.